input from personnel experts. The comment you always got from them was, "He is the best player I've scouted in 25 years. He is the top prospect I've graded in 20 years," Irsay said. "We are really fortunate as a franchise to have him. We are really excited about this new era, and we look forward to doing great things as we go forward in this decade." Luck, twice a runner-up in the Heisman Trophy voting, embraced the opportunity Indianapolis was offering. "There is such a great history of winning," he said. "I know that I will work my butt off to try and make sure that the team is in a position to win as many games as it can." The season. The baseline for expectations always had been winning the AFC South and reaching the playoffs. That changed in September 2011 when it was announced Manning's streak of 227 consecutive starts, including the playoffs, would end. Four neck procedures in a 19-month stretch were too much even for Manning, who had missed just one snap due to injury over the previous 13 seasons, to overcome. Life went on, albeit with a dramatically different flow. "However it shakes down, whoever's available and ready, we've got to go play," Jeff Saturday, Manning's longtime center friend, said. "I don't think the Texans are going to take it easy on us because somebody's not playing." For the first time since the final game of the 1997 season, someone other than Manning started for the Colts in their opener at Houston. Kerry Collins was ineffective and roughed up in a 34-7 loss that was every bit as lopsided as it appeared. As Manning watched, first from the coach's box and then from the sidelines, the weeks passed, quarterbacks changed, and the losses mounted. The Colts became just the seventh team since 1960 to open a season with 13 losses. Backup Curtis Painter replaced Collins, lost 9 starts, and was replaced by Dan Orlovsky. It was Orlovsky who finally got the job done. He led the Colts to wins over Tennessee and Houston before the season-ending loss at Jacksonville that secured the first overall pick in the draft, and hopefully, the key to the future. "We'll see how it all shakes out, and obviously none of us in this room are in control," Saturday said as he sat at his cubicle long after the loss to the Jaguars. "Mr. Irsay is going to handle all of that." Manning held court as his teammates showered, dressed, filed out. "It's been hard not being able to help this year on the field," he said. The overhaul. The season was long, arduous, unproductive. Irsay acted swiftly. A day after the loss in Jacksonville, he fired Vice Chairman Bill Polian and General Manager Chris Polian. "I have always believed it's about timing. It's about energy. It's about what the time calls for," Irsay said. On Polian's 14-season watch, the Colts reached the playoffs 11 times, the Super Bowl twice. They won a world championship after the 2006 season against the Bears in a steady South Florida rain, but lost another 3 years later on the same site against the New Orleans Saints. Enough was enough after Irsay saw his proud organization deal with a 13-game losing streak to open 2011 en route to a 2-14 mark. Jobs were at stake, and lost. Intuitive decision, Irsay insisted, of parting ways with Polian and his son. "Clearly, we are in a rebuilding stage." That continued less than 2 weeks later when Irsay named Ryan Grigson his next general manager. It intensified when the decision was reached to fire coach Jim Caldwell and replace him with Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator Chuck Pagano. The massive restructuring of the franchise's leadership was complete. "It's still about getting the best players, the best coaches, and having leaders and people that inspire the organization to go out and compete at the highest level," reasoned Irsay. The goodbye. Suspense was lacking when Irsay and Manning walked behind a podium in the team's auditorium on March 7, 2012. Media filled rows of chairs. Team employees ringed the room, 2-3 layers thick. Everyone knew the occasion. Nearly 14 years after Irsay and Manning shared the stage to herald a new beginning, they stood side by side to announce the end. The team would not pick up a $28 million option bonus due Manning. The person most responsible for an on-field transformation from NFL afterthought to NFL relevance was an unrestricted free agent. Irsay appeared shaken as he spoke. Frequently, his voice broke with emotion. "It's a difficult day of shared pain between Peyton, myself, the fans, everyone," Irsay said.